Tomorrow is D-Day for the Giants. And while there seemed to be some optimism over the course of the weekend that would point, and who knows what these freaking reports, they're mixed stories here where, you know, sides are far apart. All of a sudden, oh no, the sides are working on agreement and there's optimism. A deal could be reached by Tuesday. Tuesday, of course, where they have to decide about the franchise tag. Either way, we all know who's going to be playing quarterback for the Giants next season. It's going to be Daniel Jones. Just a matter of if Daniel Jones is going to be playing under the franchise tag, or will the Giants and Jones camp be able to come up with some kind of resolution here to where they could lock him up long term, and more importantly, to where they then could go out there and try to build the rest of their team. That's the key. Because if Jones is signed to an extension, or not an extension, but if Jones is signed to a long-term deal, then they have more flexibility this year with the cap. They could franchise tag Saquon Barkley if need be, and then go from there. And that's how you start to build a better team. If you have to franchise tag Daniel Jones, now you're screwed. And you're going to have to eventually figure something out with a guy that you clearly want to be your franchise quarterback. This is not a decision where, oh, the Giants are unsure if they want Daniel Jones or if they want Saquon Barkley. They want both those guys back, but at what cost? That's the key. And I do trust Joe Shane wholeheartedly. He's been transparent. He's shown his smarts. He's not going to succumb to any demands that he feels will prevent the team from being successful. It's well noted that everybody in the Giants building, whether it's Shane, Dable, ownership, whoever, they all want both Jones and Barkley back, but it's got to be reasonable for the team. And I think he'll make the reasonable right decision. But we'll find out soon enough whether something happens today or if we go right up until that deadline with the franchise tag. The other side of town, it feels like you just get the feeling Rodgers is going to come out with something this week. It can't go on much longer where people are waiting for Rodgers to make a decision. And he's not going to rush it, but in reality, there is a time crunch, and he knows that. I mean, Rodgers, for his own well-being, probably wants to come up with a decision sooner or later. I don't think he's going to sit on this for months here. And once he does, you know, you saw reports over the weekend that Miami might be looking to explore options at quarterback beyond Tua Tagovailoa. We talked about that being a possibility. That could be a problem for the Jets. And maybe that's what Rodgers is waiting for. Who knows what his real intentions are here. But with Rodgers, he's going to be the Jets' number one option. And maybe the Jets are actually somebody else's number one option. While they may be waiting on Rodgers, it sounds like Derek Carr might be leaning Jets more so than Carolina or New Orleans. And, you know, you're getting the sense, and we kind of felt this way coming in. We knew the Jets were going to get one of the free agent quarterbacks, but it seems like it's going to be Rodgers or Carr. The way that they talked about Carr, the double, you know, they had two meetings, one with the second one being with Woody Johnson. They rave about him, whether it's Joe Douglas, whether it's Robert Saleh. And the idea that we're still here without anything happening shows you that the Jets want Rodgers first. I don't know if they told Carr that flat out, but I feel like the signs show you their first choice is Rodgers. And while Carr may be excited about being a Jet, he's going to have to wait it out. And if he's really that excited about possibly being a Jet, then he will wait it out. And if not, he goes to New Orleans or Carolina. But that's where we're at with the top two quarterbacks as we get closer and closer to finding out. I mean, who knows? Maybe with Rodgers, it's next week we find out where the calendar year starts for the, or the league year starts for the NFL. But the Giants will know by tomorrow, the latest, what happens with Daniel Jones.